Hello and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is your host, Dr. Gail Lash, and we are so happy to have you here. This is actually Halloween, October 31st, Halloween in the United States. Very special date for me, particularly because my husband and I got married on Halloween. That was quite a trip. That was a lot of fun up in a friend's farm in North Georgia. With horses and hay bales and pumpkins and corn stalks and all kinds of wonderful good things like that. So happy Halloween. And today we have our guest Pam Rennie again. She's been on our show before, and we're going to be talking about roses, colors, and words. Basically how you can align your vibration to ease and freedom and accomplishment and really wonderful harmony and grace and all this good stuff. So, as you know, I open with a quote and I have a Peace Brain meditation at the end of the show. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be awesome. And so the quote today is actually from the Hathors through Tom Kenyon. And it's a little long, but it's wonderful. So here we go. Appreciation is a fascinating vibrational field with multiple effects. As you watch your economic system go through its metamorphosis, as you watch earth changes increasing and the stresses put upon those around you escalating, including the escalation of stress on yourself, remember the doorway of appreciation. All you have to do is step into this field, and the disturbances around you will be less able to affect negatively. The situations you're dealing with might not change, but your emotional responses to them will be of a higher order, and you will be more resourceful in how you deal with the challenges you're facing. If you learn to live in appreciation, you will enter a domain, a vibration, that will carry you through the chaos of these times. You will find a type of solace and comfort, and the vibrational rate of your energy body will increase. At some point, you'll reach what we call escape velocity. You will easily step out of the illusions and the lies of the old world. You will see them for what they are, and you will become a joyous co-creator of a new world that is being birthed even as the old world passes away right before your eyes. Take a breath. This is a wonderful quote and a wonderful feeling. I know when I was reading that, this feeling of not only appreciation but hope and well-being started to flow over me. And these words are really powerful. This is something we want to talk about today is colors and words and the rose flower that we use for as a tool, an energy tool. So there are many ways to get into this appreciation. So just feel it for a moment yourself. Think of what you are appreciative of and really be in that vibration of appreciation. Appreciation. I am very appreciative that you are here listening to the Peace Brain Show today and that you have taken the time to learn how to find peace is what we talk about in this show and how to turn on your peace brain, connect your head and your heart and really live in that well-being and create a new peaceful world. And that's what I like about this quote, really saying that you can step out of that old vibrational rate, that old world, the illusions and lies, it says, and really become joyous co-creator. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to have tools and stories and talk about creating this new world. So welcome again to the Peace Brain Show. And today, as I said, I have Pam Rennie on with me. She is an amazing lady. She is a wonderful teacher. She teaches energy work, teaches you how to walk your sacred journey, and she has a website, pamrennie.com, P-A-M-R-E-N-N-I-E.com, and she is a channeler of not only the archangels and wonderful masters of light, but also these wonderful beings called the new friends. And that's a whole nother story right there. We've had some other previous shows, if you go in our archive, where Pam has brought in the new friends, and maybe she will today, I don't know, we'll see, talking about how to be in your happy space, really be in that appreciation, as the Hathors were saying, and be in that vibrational rate that creates a whole new world. So Pam does, she can be your guest speaker, she does live classes, webinars, personal consultations, really an amazing lady. Again, PamRennie.com is her website. So, Pam, welcome to the Peace Brain Show.
Good morning. Hello, Gail. Good evening, rather. This day has kind of escaped me. Hello and welcome. Thank you for having me again. And first off, happy anniversary to you and Nevin.
Yay. I know. It's amazing. We have been married 24 years.
That's wow.
Pretty amazing. I know.
That is amazing. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope you're doing something wonderful to celebrate all those years. So,
yeah,
thank you for having me. It's always interesting to listen to your own intro and say, that's right, that is me. I do walk that path and that journey, and it's really pretty amazing. So thanks again for having me.
Yes. So today we were talking about, well, several things came up in our conversation before the show, and that was of all the fires and the hurricanes and, you know, the earth changes and disasters that are happening, and some of the tools we wanted to get into of how to actually maybe use some energetic tools in those instances, and then some tools that we can use just in our daily life. So where would you like to start?
Well, I want to start first by saying, and I didn't mention this to you earlier, but how amusing it is that there are so many connections that we just don't really even think about. But here you've brought forward a quote from the Hathors, and this morning, early in the morning, for the first time in a really, I mean, long time, I listened to a body of work from Tom Kenyon with the Hathors. Oh my goodness, so interesting. And I also really have been feeling and thinking on that word of appreciation. So I really love that quote because, you know, when we're in the path of alchemy, that which is how we met through mastering alchemy, we know the power of living words and the vibration they hold. And so I think this was your quote from the Hathors was a great nudge for me to really embody that and bring forward that word appreciation more often.
Yes. And I know we want to mention about how spirit gets our attention. You know, I just have to share, when I go to pick out a quote for these shows, and this is for all of you listeners as well, I just go to a folder I have on my computer that says essays and quotes, and literally just kind of click on the first one I see. So this was the first one I saw.
Wow,
and I thought,
I love
how
that.
How appropriate for tonight's show. It's so that's one way that spirit gets my attention, is just the first thing that I see, and letting it guide me and direct me from my subconscious or my spiritual self and see what comes up. And I know probably all of us have walked into a bookstore and a book's kind of jumped out at you, or at least caught your attention and you picked it up and it's like exactly the thing you were looking for or wanting to read, you know, things like that. And so I know that that's another way that spirit just lets us, it says hello.
Very true. And sometimes it's more, well, I have a story.
Okay.
Sometimes we can be in the busyness of life or not paying attention, so we require a little bit more of a stronger nudge, if you will. So a couple weeks ago, sitting in my little sacred space, my office, which is right where I am right now. And I sat down, not really so much to be in a meditation, but I was just in a contemplative, really quiet place, just taking a few minutes to just be. I don't remember even more than that, but I was purposely quiet. And I heard this sound. And my first thought was, you know, I heard that yesterday too. Curious. But yesterday, the day before when I heard the sound, I did nothing to investigate because I was gathering with session with someone online. So there was busyness, if you will. But in that moment, there's that sound, and there's nothing else going on, and I was very curious. So I stood up, and I literally let my ear lead the way to where was that coming from? Because nothing else was going on. Everything was still and quiet, but there was this tapping, very subtle, gentle. And right before my eyes, I was led to the source of the sound, and it was really curious. I sat that back down kind of in wonder. On my window is a beautiful stained glass, just a round disc, a medallion that's hanging. And it's been there for 3 years. Now, I thought, how odd, it's tapping. I could see the movement, it's tapping, the metal edge is making the tapping sound on the glass window. Yet there's no air movement. The AC's off, the windows aren't open. Seemingly the air in the room is completely still. Well, here's where it gets even more interesting. So, there's a picture of a red rose in the stained glass, and the saying around it says, there is simply the rose. Now, this was a very special gift to me from a wonderful, dear friend, and I actually introduced her to a tool, which is the rose tool. And I thought, I use the rose every single day as a tool. And I heard, yes, and use it often. Use it more often, and use it in new ways. I thought, how curious is that? Yeah. And so, this was during the California fires. And I had been working with some friends who lived in Healdsburg, so they were really in, you know, the areas that were being possibly very threatened. The smoke was thick, and when this first started, the first word that came to my mind was containment. Now, I don't know that much about fires, but that was my go-to word, and I realized I never had a thought of seeing the rose tool as a tool of application to assist in the fires, but there I was in that moment knowing that they would help create a line of delineation or containment, so I saw to use the rose tool and place roses all around the fires.
Oh, what a great idea. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And
clearly
we'll talk
it hadn't
about the rose
come
tool in a minute. Yeah.
Well, yes, we'll explain that more. But clearly, on my own, that had not occurred to me. So there was, you know, source saying, hello, I'm right here, and here's another opportunity. And I'm not one that's about, let's fix things, but I was concerned for my friends and concerned for how do we be of support and assistance in this situation. And so there was a very pronounced answer to do that.
Wow.
And then here's another example of how connected we are and how in the bandwidth of energy that collectively and individually we may get some of the same insights in different ways. So only a few days later, I held an online gathering of a group that I work with that's taken many classes with me, so they're very familiar with this rose tool that we're talking about. And I shared that story knowing we would be using even different applications of the rose in that gathering, which we did. And after it took place, I got an email from another special person who lives in South Africa. And she emailed, I couldn't believe it, when you shared your experience around the rose tool and hearing to use it more often, because 2 days before that, when she climbed into bed, she felt impressed to use the tools more often and in new ways. And she shared there'd been a lot of burglaries in her area, and so she thought to put the roses around her home. And she couldn't believe that I had shared that story. So, wow, right?
That's fantastic. Yes. And you're right. We now are being called to use our tools.
Yes, we are. And so for the listeners, there's so many applications to the simple story. There's, first of all, in what ways does, you know, is our guides, it's source energy, but what ways are we being, you know, nudge to pay attention, to notice something, whether it's a thought that comes in or a sound that gets our attention, or, you know, a memory of something. And then for those of us that have tools, and I know many of you have tools, it's are we using them enough? And that's not a judgment of good, bad, right, wrong. It's just what else is possible? So, Gail, you learned the Rose Tool, well, probably even years before me, maybe, I don't know, but let's let everyone know, what is the Rose?
Yes, so the Rose Tool is a rose flower visualized out in front of you, and it can be used in many, many different ways, but basically, it becomes, if you visualize, you can do this right now, a rose flower out in front of you about arm's length, and this becomes the marker, if you will, where your energy stops and the rest of the world begins. It becomes a delineation between this is my space and then the rest of the world out there. So one rose in front of you can be where it works all the way around you, creating a bubble. Or I actually like to use six roses because I like roses. Hey, why not? And they can be all different colors. They can be striped. They can be polka dotted. You can play with them. You don't have to be, you know, like red rose. It has to be a red rose. No, it can be a purple rose, a green rose, or whatever. So I put one out in front of me, and I put one behind me about arm's length. I put one to my right, to my left, above my head, and below my feet, about arm's length, each one. And then I visualize a bubble, if you will, or if you really want to get creative, draw lines between all the roses, and you'll find that will create an octahedron, a wonderful sacred geometry solid, geometric solid, where it looks like a pyramid on top and a pyramid facing down, pyramid facing up, pyramid facing down together. And that's your containment field. That's why the word containment made perfect sense, actually, as you said, Pam, because my energy is contained within that space that the roses mark off. And that becomes where I can walk around in my energy field, and it prevents, if you will, any other energy coming into my space. It helps mark off that this is my boundary. And don't we all need boundaries, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So it becomes that space of, this is my space and you don't belong in it. But you can stay outside of my space and I can interact with you and have a conversation with you. Even as one of our teachers said, you know, we can make love and still have a space between us to your spouse, your significant other, that it's still, there's a space. You know, we're separate beings in that regard. So we have our own rose delineates where I start and stop and the rest of the world begins.
Which is huge, especially for those of us, and there are many, that are the empaths or the ones that feel energy and feel others' emotions, because until we're really more aware of what's going on and that's really a sacred gift, it might not feel that way, and we might not be aware of all the different emotions. And so this helps create, this is me in my space, and I can observe what's going on out there, and I can see you in your meltdown, if you will, but I don't have to be the effect of your energy. I can observe and I can notice, and what freedom there is in that.
Yes,
it creates choice.
Yeah, I was going to say, and how much better a listener and a perhaps a friend that could help, you know, you could be a friend to help someone if they required the assistance when you're not in their drama. You're actually stepping back and more detached and able to look at choices that are available in the situation and be able to help that person get to their best choice or their best mode of well-being.
Yes, very true. Yeah, and also, you know, Gail, you'd asked everyone to just kind of create and see a rose, remember a red rose. You know, remembering is your imagination. That's the seed of your intuition, and if you see it, there it is, and there's the energy and the vibration. And just notice that, because the rose holds the highest, I think it's the hertz measurement of the vibration frequency of any living thing. And this really is a tool. It's been used as a tool for eons of time. Mary Magdalene brought some fascinating information about the rose because it was something that's been used and brought forward through the Divine Feminine to assist us. And in that vibration that it holds so high, just holding it closer to you, it draws off you the energies that are vibrating lower and slower. So think of, well, my mind just went to a place of think of blankness, but, you know, think of your, okay, speaking of the empath energy, where we can, have you ever been in a situation where suddenly you're feeling something? I'm going to use anxiety. Mm-hmm. That's something that can happen. And you might even ask, because it might come up seemingly out of the blue, where you're feeling something when you've been doing, you know, having a great day, everything was going well, and suddenly you're feeling this, if you will. You might even ask, is this mine? It might not be. And that rose tool will be right there to assist you in collecting, particularly what's not yours, off your space. You don't need to hold and carry that. And that vibration will draw that off, and there's nothing to do but allow.
Exactly. And I love that we can be, you know, we can be clear. So I invite everyone to walk around with roses around you, in other words. I like to also, you know, talking about not necessarily containment, but, well, it sort of is, and not getting involved in the drama of others or siphoning off what's not yours. When I'm driving my car, for example, I went over to Michael's or the Hobby Lobby, you know, one of those shops, and I bought a plastic rose, you know, one of those fake roses. But, it looks nice. It's, you know, it's a rose you'd use for an arrangement, but it's certainly not alive. And I put it on my dashboard, so it's in front of me as I'm driving, not in the way, but just there so I see it. And I put roses around my car as I'm driving. I love that because I actually feel like I am protected, like I can drive through the traffic and not take on the energy of all the other drivers. You know, we're talking about angst and anxiety. I mean, all that rage or people wanting to get home and feeling frustrated. And I can be listening to a great song or thinking about something really fantastic or planning the next, you know, thing I'm going to be doing tomorrow and really be in a great space of being in that traffic and not be affected by other people's energy.
Exactly, which, I mean, you know, everyone, well, not everyone, but we have Atlanta traffic here, and that's one of the ways when I first saw that, heard that knock, anyway, I use the rose every single day because I always put one in front, behind, above, below, to the left and right of my car, and my husband's too. And I've had fascinating experiences where, you know, you're driving along, and I'm kind of big on going the speed limit pretty much, especially on the side back roads around here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sure enough, you look in your rearview mirror and there's someone just right on top of you. So I'll create an extra rose, plop it down, and move it so that it's kind of getting in their space as if I was kind of pushing them back. And every time, it's amazing. I'll say to Gavin, watch this. And I won't tell him what I'm doing. That's my son, who's 14. And I'll say, did you notice how they backed up? Put a rose there. The rose moved them back.
Yeah.
So try that.
It's a wonderful tool. I've played with that too. And you're right. That's fantastic. It does keep people off your tail, basically.
It does.
Oh, gosh. So we can have fun with these tools. This is another thing about it. And it's even though sometimes these events or these things we're working with are serious or can be seen as serious and tragic, these tools are powerful and be in amusement in a way as to how easy it can be. So let's go back to the fires for a minute because I know there are many people who are living in areas that are having some kind of weather issues. And these are very tragic times in that regard of getting our attention and changing. You know, Mother Earth is changing the game and really having us, I think, work together, telling us that things are need to be done in a different way, more in sustainable use and in conjunction with her, with what she needs as well. But it's tragic for many people, and I know, yes, lots of friends and families are being affected. And so these tools, like you said, you put roses around the fire. That's an excellent way of doing that. Also, you know, I'm thinking roses around, well, normally I wouldn't put roses around someone else, except to do, you know, like with the car, for example, my own car, because we need permission to work with people, in other words. But in a spiritual situation, we can ask and say, is this appropriate? But it feels like almost putting roses around people, this is what I was going to say, who are being affected, to help them stay in their, to help their energy stay coalesced so it doesn't get dispersed so much. Are you visualizing what I'm saying here?
Yeah, and it's making come into mind that there were, I did know that there were people putting them around the, you know, the firefighters and the workers. And again, you know, it's important to have permission, and you can have energetic permission. They'll either accept
exactly.
or not.
Exactly, you know, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, energetically we're so connected. And, there's... These are interesting times to use a seemingly small word, and so many are affected in absolutely ways beyond imagination. So, you know, and it makes sense to me that I walk a path having the tools I have at my disposal, because I was always the, okay, I can see this. How do I do that? So mm-hmm. that became mm-hmm. my go-to. So
exactly. And I'll give a nod again to Jim Self and MasteringAlchemy.com, because that a lot of these tools come from his teachings, and he was just recently talking about how to use these tools to help Mother Earth dispel a lot of this energy. And so let's talk about that for a minute. There are also colors and words. I know we started with words, so let's go there for a moment with appreciation. We can also use words such as ease and grace and harmony and balance. There are many words that one could choose to help in a situation that is out of balance, in other words, that is where people are feeling victimized or feeling... that their well-being is being challenged. And so put it into more of an ease and a grace and that gratitude, appreciation, and cooperation, because this is really bringing people together to where there can be that cooperation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love using words. I mean, it's so... You know, when I was on initially in the younger days, the earlier days of on the path of mastering alchemy, and there's tons of information and tools there through that website, so you may go to masteringalchemy.com. I've also got some tools and on my website at pamrennie.com. And, you know, that was one of the first things that really got my attention was words, and realizing when you say a word, there's a vibration, and are you saying what you want to experience? Because, boy, aren't we really good at putting out there and saying things that we don't want to experience.
Don't want to experience, yeah.
Yeah, and a word I use a whole lot is ease. Ease and calm, well-being, and even the word quiet. I find that the word quiet, if I bring that into my physical body, the first thing I'll notice is, oh my gosh, I might not be quiet in the body at all. My body might feel like it's really energized and jazzed up, like there's just a little too much jazzed up energy, if you will, flowing through me. So I might want to take a moment to just calm things down and just taking some deep breaths. Bringing in the words is the first place I start. And just asking everything. And try that now. Just everyone take a deep breath, whatever you're doing, and ask your body just to ask it to feel calm and quiet. And ask it to be in this present moment experience right here. And then take another breath. And just notice what you notice. What do you notice, Gail?
Well, I noticed that my body actually started calming down and quieting before you got into it. And then it definitely went to that stopping place almost. Just very ease, still, calm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was only a few seconds. That wasn't a big, long, drawn-out body of work. So that's something everyone can play with and notice, because it's really beneficial to just stop and pause and allow your body to relax. Because we get too, it's such a habit to be holding tension and stress in our bodies because we're busy, and we don't need to hold the tension in our bodies. We can still be accomplishing our day without that. So try that, play with that throughout the day and just bring in some of those words. And let's play with appreciation. I love that quote. That feels really big.
Well, and I love what you said also about how often do we say what we don't want versus what we do want. And I know that the funny story about my dogs, when they go outside, they get all excited and they run to the fence and they start barking at the neighbor dogs to see if the neighbor dogs will respond. You know, they just go out like, hello, 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 hello,
yeah, yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. And of course, the neighbor dogs, you know, finally do. And so the minute they go out the door, the very first thing I say to them is, be nice. And then when they start barking, I say, quiet. Quiet, because that's what I want them to do, as opposed to, you know, don't bark, don't go out and do
right.
this. How many times do we say, don't do this, versus
yes.
what you want them to do?
Yeah. That's so true. And with kids, oh my gosh, with kids forever, too, the same thing of don't do this, and when my kids were little, trying to think of saying a positive of what you did want them to do. So that's a good example. I do that with Cooper because Cooper's real barky. And I used a hand signal. I don't know where that ever came from. And would use quiet and teach him. Sometimes it works better than others. Teach him that he doesn't need to go just crazy barking, but he thinks he does when we come home, just to be quiet.
Good tools.
Yes. So you mentioned color, too.
Yes.
Talk about color.
Yes. So think about color. Just I want everyone listening to think about color. What's your favorite color?
As soon as I said the word color, I went to being really little and seeing myself with crayons in my hands. I mean, to me, that was one of the earliest memories of colors, learning the colors and using crayons.
And they all had names.
And blue for me was my favorite color, still is.
Yeah, and green for me, definitely. But as I was commenting to someone the other day, I said, you know, one of my favorite colors when I was playing with crayons was magenta.
Ooh.
And I remember loving it and then reading it, magenta. And I thought, ooh, what a cool color. And now we know that magenta actually has really high vibration, is really a wonderful color, opens all those wonderful higher chakras sort of and plays with that anyway. So color has feeling. I know, how many times have you gone to your closet and said, what do I want to wear today? And a color comes to mind. Not necessarily an outfit or a particular thing, but the color. Have you had that happen to you, Pam?
Oh, gosh, yes. In fact, before you mentioned closet, I stood up and picked up around my chair is... I had to buy this when I saw it. It's a scarf, a long scarf, and it's just that cottony fabric, but it is the most gorgeous blue. It's just a deep kind of a royal blue, and that stays on my chair in my office, and I will wrap myself in that. But yes, back to the closet, but I jumped to my scarf because you may not have noticed, those listening, but the colors, as Gail said, they hold a vibration and a frequency, and I use blue all the time in my healing and with clients. So I use lots of colors, but that one is almost always my first go-to, and it's because it's calming. It's because it's filled with emotional support. It helps actually clear the emotional bodies.
Yeah.
And bring in some stability and some ease. And it's got a little bit of a cooling effect even.
Hadn't thought of it that way, but yes, I think you're right. Colors have vibration. Colors, I know there's obviously a whole body of work called color therapy. We're not talking about that right here, but I'm sure it is related. There's also the seven rays of healing from Atlantis that are done with the seven colors of the rainbow. There are many, many, you're going back eons and into human history, color has really been important. And the, just the changes of the seasons, if you think about it, the colors of the world change with the seasons, and it changes our moods. It uplifts our spirit. It gives us something else to, you know, right now it's pumpkins and spices and oranges and greens and reds and yellows and browns and just really, at least in the northern hemisphere here in the United States. So it's got these wonderful warmth to it, and this is what we need for the get coming into this cold weather here in the United States, in the northern hemisphere. There's no accident about these colors, and we are tuned. We are human, you know, humans. We are men, humans, made of color, hue. So know that you are a color being, and you really are aligned with the vibrations of color. So let's play with that for a minute of what colors kind of how they make us feel. And how we can bring them in, because yes, you're right, blue is very calming. It's very soothing, serene. But think about red, for example. How many times have you gone into a restaurant and they painted the walls red? Particularly Chinese. but not only
true,
that, just not just the Asian, but lots of restaurants have red because it's very energizing. It's evidently really good for digestion. You know, it works for restaurants.
That's fascinating.
Any thoughts about that?
I hadn't thought about that. I mean, I'm kind of in awe of the conversation because I'm realizing, you know, we just don't think about these things. And there they are, the colors of the season. And I had a song pop into my mind, an oldie from Chicago, Color Your World. Color Your World with Love.
That's the best color.
But let's talk about the red coats. What would we use red for besides good digestion and eating?
Well, obviously it has connotations of love and red roses and Valentine's Day, that type of thing. Also anger and rage. But, you know, we don't have to go there. You can go with the soothing, the uplifting, the energizing of red and sunset. And sunrises are this red, deep red color, really beautiful color, almost getting into the magenta, actually. And
so and all the hues that are there.
Yeah, exactly. And how we feel at those times of day.
Well, you also mentioned, because if I had a second best favorite color, it's green. And the other very prominent color code I work with all of the time is the green codes, which, as we know through Mastering Alchemy, again, are the green codes of love.
Exactly, the heart chakra. And green, of course, with nature all around us, is so soothing and so wonderful and uplifting. It's expansive. And I know when I use green and work with green, it feels expansive. It feels like I'm connecting to everything.
Yes. I love that. Well, I love the exercise that Archangel Gabriel brought forward, and it was to just assist the heart chakra, assist the heart, and just breathe in the green codes of love. Breathe them into the heart, and then breathe out the light. And that one was, that's gotten me through some really challenging times. You've seen that one.
Well, maybe we'll do that in the Peace Brain Meditation, which is coming up in just a few minutes. But let's think about it. So, listeners, what color are your walls in your house? Think about your favorite room in the house and what color you've painted it. Now, I know, you know, I watch a lot of HGTV, and they say neutral. They paint them mainly neutral colors, and perhaps that is. But think about your accents then. What colors do you have that really uplift your spirit? You know, yellow, gold is very vibrational and high and can uplift the spirit and be happy.
That brings up a memory for me. So yes. When we had moved into a new home early in our marriage and we were painting, my husband looked at the living room wall and wanted yellow. And I was like, yellow wasn't exactly one of my favorite colors, and I just wasn't sure. Now, this wasn't a main room, actually. This was more of a family room than living room, but I went with it okay, and oh my goodness, it was amazing. It was actually very soothing, very comforting, and it was just a soft yellow, but there was just so much beauty in it, and yeah, I've enjoyed that, knowing that, and we've used yellow a few times. Right now, of course, my office is blue.
Yes, and mine is turquoise. It's like this aqua, greenish-blue color, sort of the best of the two, if you will, the green and the blue. Yeah, think about it. So be aware of color. Be aware of words and the rose tool. I encourage everyone to go and use it. So we're getting toward the end of our conversation time and close to the time to do the Peace Brain Meditation, which I think would be fun to do together, actually. But do you have any other sort of final words for our listeners from you, Pam?
Well, I hope that they've really enjoyed the conversation and the things we've shared. And I do have an MP3 on my website, one of the grounding cord and one of the rose tool that's just a simple, will guide you through the application. So if you want more detail and want to just be in that experience, please feel free to go to my site at pamrennie.com, and you'll see the tab that says free gifts, and that's where you'll find that.
Awesome.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, well, actually, before we leave your portion, what other tools, like classes, do you have that you've either just done that you'll, you know, obviously be doing again for our listeners, or that are coming up?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So first of all, one of my favorites this year was the Soul Unification Process, and all my classes literally are designed and intended to be timeless. And I have people that have been in present moment that still re-listen and gain so much. So don't hesitate. There's nothing to know, but it's timeless. So they are on my website under classes. And
that's
the Soul Unification?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really, really big. And that you'll also see there's lots of classes there, but I'll point you to that one. And I've actually spent a lot of this year working through what's coming up next. It's not announced yet, but stay tuned. And that's about separation from the body. Just as we've walked this earthly plane feeling initially in the 3D plane that we were separate from source, we've also got some separateness from our bodies. And it's about the discovery of who you are and clearing that separation. So that's going to be coming up in December. Still working through that one, but I'm really excited about that. So take a look under class.
Lovely.
Yeah. And please don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions. I'm always available, and you can find me on Facebook as the Everyday Alchemist.
Yes, because you are an Everyday Alchemist. I love it. I love it. And it's so important. I just want to make a comment about your separation from the body. We, you know, we are spiritual beings in a physical body, and the power lies when we realize that we need our physical being to be able to use these tools and to make a difference in the world. In other words, it's our combination of of having that physical presence and using our gifts of spirit that really can make a difference in the world and to uplift not only ourselves, but others and this planet in general, too.
Yeah. And too often, we've not really been fully present, fully grounded in our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. That's where the power lies. So it's not just all spiritual work. It is physical combination, you know, work with through the physical as well.
Yes, very much.
Wow.
And just to add to that, what really had led me to this, really starting back in January, was noticing that, you know, we've grown exponentially spiritually and our physical bodies. You might have been the first one that really brought that to my attention, Gail, were not at the same merged point. They were really, from my experience, requiring a little more focus. Not that we neglected them, but they were working hard to catch up, if you will, and some attention was required in some new ways.
Mm-hmm.
New
mm-hmm.
ways of listening to the body. What is the body trying to tell you? Are you trusting your body? And anyway, things like that.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to those classes. Awesome.
Thank you.
So let's take a breath, and we have about 5 minutes to do a Peace Brain meditation. I would like for both of us to do this.
That sounds great.
Would you? Yeah. So let's do the tools that we talked about, roses, colors, and words. I'll start off with just take a breath and ground yourself, that beautiful grounding cord that we talk about each time, an energetic connection between the base of your spine, your first chakra, and the center of the planet. Just, I like to think of a beam of light coming out of the base of my spine, or a tree trunk, going down to the center of Mother Earth, her iron crystal core, and really anchoring into her iron crystal core. And it just allows you to be in present moment. It allows everything that isn't yours, that you don't need right this minute, to flow down that grounding cord into Mother Earth. And now go ahead and create those roses we talked about around you. I would suggest playing with the 6 roses, one in front, behind, left, right, above and below you. And create them with different colors, perhaps, or not. Different sizes, or not. Play with it. And take a breath. And see those roses around you and feel that containment that you have. You are contained in that beautiful sphere, that beautiful bubble that is your energy field and no one else's. And feel safe and secure and happy. And I'll turn it over to Pam. Perhaps what other words can be put into this field.
And take another breath and invite the physical bodies to feel into ease. And notice all that goes with that, the calmness, the quiet. Give yourself permission in that ease to relax. You may even desire to take another breath. Drawing in more of that infinite wisdom of the Creator held within the breath. And let's bring in those green codes, that code of love right from Creator, and breathe that into your heart chakra. Nothing to do, but just allow. See it breathing in. And feel that beautiful green code of love. Take just a couple moments as you breathe it in and breathe it out. You might even see it expanding to the edge of your auric field where those roses are, filling your auric field with this green color coding. Just take a moment there. And feel that love fill you up. Expand your heart. and just allow it to do as it was designed to do. Now bring in that word appreciation and feel appreciation. Even if you don't have a thought of appreciating something specific, just feel the vibration. Be in appreciation. Allow that vibration to come to you. Notice what it feels like.
And now choose another word, something you'd like to embody today. And write that word on the top of your head, your crown chakra. And feel the vibration of it. I think I'm going to choose cooperation. And so for me, I feel the vibration of cooperation and all that it embodies. Whatever word you've chosen and choose to vibrate at today, bring it into every cell from your head to your feet and out into your auric field, out to those roses. And take a breath and really breathe it in. And now breathe in the love and light of Creator. And breathe out the love and light of the Creator. You can choose to breathe in the love and breathe out the light. And then breathe in the light and breathe out the love. Really sending that love and light out into the world as well around you. So that as you walk in this beautiful vibration with your roses, with your colors, with your words, you're not only becoming the love and the light of the Creator and of your divine self, but you're sending it out to the world as well. So take a breath, embody that today as you go throughout the rest of your day. And play with these tools. Bring yourself back. Open your eyes. Thank you, Pam, for that meditation as well.
Thank you for having me, Gail.
It's been a delight to have you on the Peace Brain Show.
I've enjoyed being here.
So again, you can find out more about Pam Rennie at pamrennie.com, PamRennie.com. And if you want to find out more about me, Dr. Gail Lash, you can go to tourismforpeace.com or email me at hello@peacebrain.org. Now take a breath, and really I wish you go out and enjoy the day and enjoy your life using your tools and activating your peace brain. And putting your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many, many blessings and happy Halloween. Namaste.